known as theology proper. And we might think, well, what does theology mean? Well, theos is the Greek word for God, and the ending means to study. So theos, theology is the study of God, and then the word proper helps us to focus on the God the Father, because theology covers all theology, whether that's Christology or pneumatology or soteriology or whatever it might be. We want to focus on the doctrine of God, which is theology proper. And holiness, his holiness, is the number one attribute for God, because there's many attributes when it comes to God the Father. He is omnipotent, which means he's all-powerful. He's omniscient, which means that he's all-seeing. So there are many different words when it comes to the attributes of God, and we want to focus tonight on the first one, which I believe is overwhelming them all, because without the holiness of God, there can't be any of the other attributes. And so I want to look at all the attributes in the next few Wednesdays that we have, but I want to start off with holiness. When we look at the word holy, it means to be set apart. It is set apart for the one deity, for God. It's separated from the mundane, sacred, and it's pure. Holy applies to the place of worship and to the object of the worship service, such as the Ark of the Covenant. And then God is holy, it's all-consuming, and it's thus purifying. It's a purifying fire and is to be worshipped with awe and reverence. In other words, Jesus cleansing the temple, a place of reverence, a place of holiness. The biblical use of the term holy has to do primarily with God separating from the world that which he chooses to devote to himself. God alone is majestic in holiness. Holiness is a quality that characterizes deity and at times humans and or objects, like the Ark of the Covenant dealing with objects, and then holiness when an individual is living for the Lord. So we want to look at some of these texts, and I have a number of them here today. And first of all, I'm going to go ahead and read Exodus 15:11, but somebody be ready for Leviticus 19:2. And also 20 verse 3. But Exodus 15:11 says this: Who is like unto thee, O Lord? This is Yahweh, among whom the gods, and you notice the word gods is a small letter G, among whom the gods, who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. So he is holy. Glorious. His holiness is revealed through him. So that is the first verse, Exodus 15:11. Who has Leviticus 19:2? Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 2. All right, Kevin. I mean, I'm sorry, not Kevin. I've got Kevin on my mind, brother. Yes, Roger.
Oh, just kidding, Kevin.
He's not here to defend himself.
Just kidding. All right. Leviticus 19:2, right?
Yes.
Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, Ye shall be holy, for I am the Lord your God am holy.
That's right. So God is holy. So then we also want to look not only Leviticus 19:2, but can you turn over to 20 verse 3? Yeah, why don't you? You're right there.
And then Leviticus 22, 2 and 32?
Verse 20, verse 3. Well, yeah, if you're there.
Leviticus 20 and 3. And I will set my face against that man, and will cut him off from among his people, because he hath given of his seed unto Molech, to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name.
So it refers to the fact, his holy name, that he is holy. Don't worship Molech. In other words, what they would do is they would sacrifice their children to Molech. And he says, no, I am holy. Worship me and me alone. Do not sacrifice your children to phony other gods. And 2 Samuel, or hold it. That's the last, oh, Leviticus 22. Yeah, verse 32 also. Do you have that one?
Yeah, 32 and then 32. So
yes, yep.
Speak unto Aaron and to his sons, that they separate themselves from the holy things of the children of Israel, and that they profane not my holy name in those things which they hallow unto me. I am the Lord. And then 32 is, neither shall you profane my holy name, but I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. I am the Lord which hallow you.
Very good. My holy name. God is holy, set apart, pure, perfect, without error. And then we have what? 2 Samuel 2, verse 2? Or yes, 1 Samuel. I'm sorry. 1 Samuel. Who would like to read that one? Oh, Tuck's got it.
There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none besides thee. Neither is there any rock like our God.
Yes, there is none holy like. And you noticed the Lord is capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. That is Yahweh. Yahweh. Okay, so that's 2 Samuel 2:2. And then 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 6, 19 through 20. All right. Thank you, Dana.
Because they had looked into the ark of the Lord, even he smote of the people 50,000 and 70 men. And the people lamented because the Lord has smitten many of the people with great slaughter. And the men of Beth-Shemesh said, who is able to stand before the holy Lord God, and to whom shall he go up from us?
Yes. So who can stand before this holy Lord God, Yahweh, the true and living God? Who could stand before him? He smote the men of Beth-Shemesh because they had looked into the ark of the Lord, and they profaned his ark. Yes, and then 2 Samuel 6, verses 6 and 7. 2 Samuel 6.
And when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it.
Yes, so when... Oh, read on.
And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God smote him there for his error, and there he died by the ark of God.
Yes, that was holy. They moved it the wrong way. You know, in the Old Testament, they had talked about rings on each corner, and they would take a rod and stick it through the rings, and the priest would carry them, four of them, through those rods. But what they did is they put it onto a cart, which they were transporting it the wrong way. God didn't tell them to transport it that way. They transported it in the wrong way. And as a result of it, it moved, almost fell off. So he reached up to grab it to keep it from moving. And he desecrated the ark. And because of it, he lost his life. Because God is holy. He is holy. And that was 2 Samuel 6, 6 through 7. And then Isaiah 6, 1 through 4. Okay.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
Yes.
And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke.
Yes. Holy, holy, holy. Our God is holy, set apart, perfect, and without sin. And we can worship him. No other God can claim holiness as our God. Isaiah 57:15 Isaiah 57:15. I can read that one. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite one. He is holy. And then the next one's Hebrew, isn't it? Hebrews? Yep. I'm losing my place there. Hebrews 12, 29. Yep, go ahead. It's really short.
Yeah. Well, God is a consuming fire.
Yes, he is holy. Cleansing. Cleansing, the idea there with the fire. Holy fire. Okay, and then 1 Peter 1, 14 through 16. Who's got that one? Okay, yes.
Not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy.
For I am holy. Amen. Yes, and then Revelation 4:8.
And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come.
Yes, holy, 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 the Lord our God. Yes, and then Revelation 15:4.
Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest.
For thou alone art holy. Holy. Boy, throughout the book of Revelation, we can see that God's in control. He is holy. Holy, holy, holy is thy name. And we can trust in him. He is our God, set apart. And the amazing thing is this. We are created in his own image. Isn't that incredible? That's incredible that we serve and worship a holy God. But yet this world seems to turn their back upon him. But one day, every knee's going to bow because he is holy. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your holiness, the fact that you are God. Help us to worship you in all that we do, that we might live a life that's well-pleasing and glorifying to God, that we might stand before you with a desire to live for you, that we might be spirit-filled, that every part of our lives will be handed over to you to live a life that is pure, that's glorious before you. Father, we thank you for tonight, this opportunity to study your word. We thank you for America and the freedoms that we have, and I pray that we'll never lose them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, Obed, could you come up here and close us in with a hymn?
What number is that? 59? 179? 179. Where are you all about to find out? It's not 179. 170? It's 89. We'll sing all three verses. Email number 89, close 89. Sing all three verses. 89, everyone ready? 89, all right. I'm satisfied with Jessica, did me low. A little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the anthem will shine, I want a gold one, that silver line. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we'll never more wander, but walk the streets that are pure as gold. Must you so often tempted, tormented and tested, and like the prophet, my pillow was strewn, and though I find here no permanent dwelling, I know he'll give me a mansion my own. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we'll never more wander, but walk the streets that are pure as gold. Verse 3. Don't think me poor, 'tis not at all lonely, I'm not discouraged, I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in such of a city. I want a mansion, a hub and a crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we'll never more wander, but walk the streets that are pure as gold. Amen.
Amen. You are dismissed. What's that? No, I already closed the prayer after the message. Sing a song and be dismissed. Yeah. All right. Good night, Dana. Thank you for joining us. Yeah.